Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
My little one, Dakota, is going to be 2 on Saturday, and her toddler tantrums are out of control. What do I do to make them stop? It's Anna and Raven. Dr. Roy Lubit is a child and adolescent psychiatrist. Dr. Lubit, how do I make my 2-year-old stop throwing tantrums?
Where is the on-off switch?
It's very hard to make a 2-year-old do something or not do something. What are the things that tend to trigger tantrums?
Well, whenever I tell her no,
right.
That seems to be the problem.
Primarily when she denies her something.
Yeah, so if I say, like, no, you can't jump off the top of the couch, that's usually when she starts freaking out. And the way she throws her tantrum, she screams to the point where, like, she can barely breathe. And then she gingerly throws herself on the floor and flails like a fish.
Right.
The best thing to do with children is distract them. Parenting a boundland has been described in 3 categories. One is permissive, where you basically give in, which is not a good way to go. Another is authoritarian, which is you expect them to do what you tell them to do. That's also a bad way to go. And the third is authoritative, which is you explain why they need to do A or B instead of C and D, but that you stick to your guns. It's important to remember, though, that people don't hear other people when the other person's angry. People will only process if they're being spoken to nicely.
I've told my husband that 100 times. Yeah. I told him so many times.
And you speak like an angel every time that you do it.
Well, I do find that if you yell, then she just yells louder, which is kind of not productive.
The front goes up, basically.
Yeah. Do you think that 2 years old is too young to understand? Because I like the idea of a positive timeout, because there's something really sad about putting a child in a timeout and then leaving them by themselves. They don't understand why they're being left by themselves.
Kids understand often a lot more than we realize. I think at 2 years of age, you set a limit. You know, you can try to talk to them soothingly and let it burn out. You don't want to give in.
All right, but you're saying there is no magic thing that I can give her, like a Diet Coke.
Right, a layman walks in, has no idea, doesn't know this child, no past history, anything like that, just does some sort of sign over the child and they magically get quiet.
Yeah, there's nothing like that exists.
Child psychiatrists learn special techniques like that, but we can't tell the public, otherwise we wouldn't be needed.
Okay, right. Good, no, yeah.
There is no magic wand to stop it. The main thing is, don't let them hurt themselves, be available. And afterwards, you can talk to them about, you were really upset. Can you tell me, you know, what was bothering you? I remember about age 2, one of my daughters was tantruming, not on the floor, but was beside herself. And I just said, you're upset. And she said, I'm upset. And she calmed down. Putting words to feelings is magic.
Thank you so much. If you want to visit Dr. Roy Lubit online, you can just head to roylubit.com. Next, if you're doing this to your children whenever they're 5 minutes late for school, that is definitely all I need to know about you. Wait till you hear this crazy story.